Hey guys, this is David White. Thanks for listening to the audio of this lesson. This is lesson number 7 in our personal finance class. Now, once again, we watched on Sunday a video by Dave Ramsey, and I don't have permission to put the video or the audio of that up on the website, unfortunately. What I can tell you is that Dave Ramsey talked about personal finance issues like budgeting, making a cash plan for your money, so you're telling your money what to do instead of wondering where your money went. Dave Ramsey also talked about balancing your checkbook and doing things like that to help just keep a good eye on what your personal finance situation is throughout the month. So, we're going to pick up now where that video left off, and I'm going to do a little PowerPoint presentation. Then following that, what I did for the class was show them the finance program Quicken. Quicken is a personal finance piece of software that lets you track your checking accounts, your credit cards, even your investments, and I showed the kids how you can use that to balance your checkbook, to set a budget for yourself, and do other things related to that. So, sorry I don't have a video of that, you won't be able to see what I'm doing, but I hope maybe at least the audio will help you get an idea of what programs like Quicken or Microsoft Money or others can do for you. So, let's pick it up now, right where the video left off. I can testify to the truthfulness of what he talked about with the budget, because there have been times for Lydia and I when we get to the end of the month and we just don't know where the money has gone. It doesn't matter whether you make $40,000 or $80,000 or $100,000, people have the same kind of problem. It just, you know, if you don't tell your money what you're going to do with it, it just vanishes. And you don't know where you're spending it, and you don't understand why you don't have it. So I am a definite believer in doing that. I'm going to let you guys pass this out among yourselves, if you would. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. But I want to show you a couple of things here on the computer to go along with what Dave Ramsey was talking about. Do y'all have any questions or anything, comments about that? Part of taking care of finances and making sure you know what your money is doing is balancing your checkbook. And that's going to be the first one that I'm going to talk about. The other one is budgeting that he spent a lot of time on. So, now I appreciate you guys filling out the questionnaire. I know that you all have computers, or at least have access to computers, so I'm going to be showing you some stuff that's going to be computer related that will probably help your finances. But to start with, can anybody tell me what balancing a checkbook is? Anybody know what it is? How it works? Mr. Prentice, you know what it is.
Well, you just you enter all of the deposits that you have throughout the month, and you record each check line by line as you write a check, and then you deduct the amount of the check from the balance that you have. Mm-hmm. At the end of the month, hopefully it's the same as what the bank sent you.
Right.
But you have to do this regularly or else
it doesn't work. That's right. Yeah, balancing a checkbook is just making sure that the records you've been making, hopefully throughout the month, like Mr. Prentice said, of your anything to do with your checking account in this case, so whether you're depositing, you're getting money from the teller, you're going to the ATM using your debit card, you're hopefully keeping all those records together, and then at the end of the month you see what the bank sent you, kind of like what I handed out here, and you make sure that everything you've got is the same as what the bank's got. And the reason that you do that is to find out if you made any mistakes in all your adding up and keeping of receipts, or to see if the bank made a mistake. It's possible you put in a withdrawal for $10, you got your 10 bucks, and the teller mistyped it as 100. And suddenly you've got $90 less in your bank than you thought, and you're not going to know until you get to the end of the month and you start reconciling your records and the bank's records and you see something's not right here. The other reason you balance a checkbook is to deal with any cases of fraud or identity theft that may occur. And I've had this happen to me at least once, where somebody got a hold of my credit card number. I don't know how they did it, but they did, and they went off and bought some stuff with it. And it wasn't until the end of the month that I was going through the records and I was looking and saying, wait a minute, I don't remember spending $250 on long-distance calling cards. I don't think I did that. I'm pretty sure Lydia didn't either. So we called up the credit card company, and they said, you know, we worked through it. It was fine. Everything turned out okay. But that's part of balancing your credit card, in this case, balancing my credit card statement and your checkbook, just to be able to catch mistakes you've made, which is the most likely kind of thing. You know, we forget stuff. Or in case somebody's really trying to mess around with your account and taking your money. So that is balancing a checkbook. And budgeting is going to be the other thing that Dave Ramsey's going to talk about. And the quote that he had in the video that I definitely agree with, budget is simply people telling their money where to go instead of wondering where it went. And I definitely agree with that. So many times I wonder where the money went, and the times when I am carefully budgeting and deciding I'm going to give all my money a designation, whether it's money for groceries, money for clothes, money for my retirement account, money for tithe, I'm telling it what to do, and generally that's a much better way of handling money. So that is it for PowerPoint, but we're not done. We're going to do something a little bit different and show you this today. This is a copy of Quicken. Quicken is a piece of personal finance software. It's probably one of the best known tools out there, which is immensely helpful. Lydia and I have been using this now for about 10 years, and it is incredibly helpful in helping you keep up with your own finances. Now, Quicken is a program that comes out every year. The company that produces it has Quicken 2008 now, Quicken 2008 Deluxe. It's in the stores right now for about $30 or $40. I don't recommend that you go out and buy Quicken 2008 Deluxe in the stores. The reason for that is that Quicken has been around for a very long time. The people who make this program kind of got it right a long time ago, and they keep putting out new versions to try to get people to buy them, but you don't need a new version, really. This is Quicken 2005 up here, and at home, actually, I'm not on this computer. I have Quicken 2002. I went out to eBay just for fun to see. Here's Quicken Deluxe 2006. If you buy in the next 3 hours or so, it's going to be about $16 there. And so, you know, you can look for Quicken Deluxe 2006, 2005, 2007 on eBay. It's a lot cheaper to get it that way. And there are other programs as well. Microsoft Money is another option. There's free finance software program. Oh, well, that's why. There's free finance programs as well. So you don't have to do Quicken. I'm just going to show you some things with it since that's what we use. So here is the heart of Quicken over here. You see, I've got my fake little checking account set up, and this is going to be where you're going to be doing most of your activity if you're using this program. This looks a lot like a checkbook register, and you see it's got the same, you know, so I opened it up with $500, and then on the first I paid Mebtel $65, Duke Energy, here's some groceries. Over here I've got my paycheck coming in, and all the other things that I do throughout the month. So anything that's a payment is going to go in this column. Anything that is money coming into my account is going to go over here. So Quicken will constantly be keeping up with how much money you've got, and down here it's going to show me I've got $501. Now, the bank may say, actually, you've got $600 or more. The reason for that is going to be that you'll be writing checks and things or using your debit card that's not going to go through immediately. So if I send a check, if I give Walmart a check for groceries like I did here, that may take a few days to go through the system. But you don't want to pretend like you've actually got $700 when, in fact, you've only got, you know, 500 some. By putting these things in daily or every few days, Quicken will always have a good picture of what your finances actually are. So this is the heart of Quicken, and Quicken works best when you are committed to using it. I mean, you really do. That's the downside, is you really do have to keep up with everything. Like Mr. Prentice said, when you're balancing your checkbook, you got to keep all your receipts. You can't just put in a few that you remember. You've got to do them all. And at the end of the month, when your statement comes from the bank, you may realize there's some you forgot, but you can put them in then. So let me show you then how we're going to balance the checkbook. Take a look at the statement I gave you then. This is my fake TrueLiant statement. came in at the end of last month, October 1st to October 31st. So it knows that I started off with $500, and now it's going to record all the things that the bank knows about. So here's, so I'm going to go into Quicken, and I'm going to tell it reconcile, and I'm just going to start putting in some of these numbers. Started off with $500, ending balance. Okay, the bank says at the end I've got $633.15, and that was on October 31st. All right, service charges, the bank's not charging me any charges. Interest, I see at the very bottom there that I earned 74 cents in interest. Not much, is it? But yeah, I know, score. Anyway, it's something. So that happened on October 31st as well. Okay, now I am ready to start balancing the checkbook. You can do this on paper, you can do this in your checkbook register. It'll be fine, it works great, it's just really, really slow because you got to be doing a lot of adding and subtracting. It's kind of error prone. Quicken is going to let you do this much, much faster. That's one reason I really like Quicken. So here we go. Cleared balance of 574. Okay, so Quicken knows that I have told it I started off with 500. We know that I got 74 cents in interest here. So now it knows that the bank says I have 633. So somewhere I made $132 throughout the course of the month with all my adding and subtracting. So what we got to do is figure out how we get to the point where the difference between what Quicken thinks we should have and what we do have comes out to zero. So I'm just going to start right up here at the top. The first thing on my statement here, 6578, that's MebTel. Yep, that's checked. You see, as I start clicking these things, Quicken's going to start realizing, okay, this is cleared. You're telling Quicken, yes, this is a valid charge that's in here. The bank agrees with you. Duke Energy, 7317. Yep. Okay, next one, Food Lion, 7914. Yeah. Starbucks, 578. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. That was Maybe I bought something for my friend. Or a Frappuccino. Those are more expensive, aren't they? I don't know. I don't know what I bought. What was I thinking? But all right. So the next one, 727. That's a deposit. Looks like it's coming from my company, Incorporated. Here it is over here in the deposits column. So good. That one's cleared. Consolidated Theaters. Okay, that's probably South Point Cinema. The date looks right, so that seems to be right. Now, wait a minute, I've got 1788 here. The bank says it was 1784. So somebody's made a mistake. Chances are it's me. 99% of the time it's going to be me. I typed in the receipt when I got home. I messed up, so I put it in wrong. I will show you how we take care of that in a minute, but for now I'm just going to leave that as it is. And we'll go on. Check number 492. Okay, here it is in the check column. Walmart, 117. Yep, that's right. McDonald's, 549. Oops, here's one that I forgot to put in. I threw the receipt away before I got home, or I just lost it. So for whatever reason, it's not in here. Now, again, somebody's made a mistake, and you could either say, wait a minute, I didn't go to McDonald's. Something's weird here. Or you can say, oh, yeah, I probably did, or maybe my wife did. So in this case, I'm going to say, yeah, the bank's probably right. I'm going to go up here to New, back over here to my checkbook, and let's see. So on October 21st, it says I went to McDonald's for $5.49. That was dining. Incidentally, you see these categories that it's got here. Dining here, groceries, entertainment. Quicken's going to use those when it comes to budgeting, and that's going to be a pretty useful tool for budgeting. So that's why we try to give everything a category if we can, not just miscellaneous, but categorize it as something. So, ka-ching. There's my McDonald's thing. Back to the reconcile statement. And there it is. There's my $5.49 now, so I can put that in. Good. Texaco, $21.93. Yep. Check $4.93, $7.05. Yep. And then one last check for $232. Yep, there's my tithe. And that's it. We are done with this statement. Except I missed something. Oh, I missed a deposit, didn't I? Yeah, I skipped that line. Yep. See, I could tell because the difference down here, which should be zero, is 727.81. So, yeah, I forgot this one up here. So, we are almost done here. Quicken thinks we are off by 4 cents from what the bank says. That's accounted for by this South Point Cinema again, which I messed up. So I'm going to go up here and edit it. It wasn't 7088 after all, it was 1784. And that goes. Back this goes, and I tell it 1784. And now the difference is zero, and we are done. The bank account has been reconciled. You can say finish. Congratulations. You win. Yes. Yeah, I know. You win. So by doing that every month, what that means now is that your Quicken accounts agree completely with the bank's accounts, as at least as of this statement. So all these R's indicate these things are all reconciled, they're all accounted for. Now, the bank still says I have $633. That's not true. Quicken says I have $496. That's because Quicken knows about some things that have happened since this statement came out. So you don't want to just pick up your statement and say, how much money do I have? Quicken is going to be, if you're using it the way it should be used, Quicken will always have a much more accurate picture of how much money you've got. So that's it for reconciling. Don't worry about, all the mechanics of what I went through. I wasn't intending it to be a tutorial for Quicken. Because it was way too fast. But that's just an idea to show you of what a program like Quicken can do for you. Just how it... And so Lydia and I, when we want to know how much money we have, we go to Quicken. I don't call the bank and get a balance generally. I check Quicken because it's going to record things that the bank may not even know about yet because they haven't gone through. Now, when you are doing a credit card with Quicken, it's a little bit trickier. And you kind of have to play some games with it. Let me show you how that works. Here's another fake account. I've got my checking account, $500, and I've done a few things with it. I went to Texaco, I bought a book for my dad on Amazon. So Quicken thinks I have $459 to play with. However, I know that that's really not the case because I've got some money that I've been spending over here on my credit card. I've got a Citi card that I've been putting some things on as well. I went to Food Lion, I got some gas, bought a textbook for my biology class. So, in fact, I am on the hook here for $230.81. Now, see guys, you remember we talked about credit cards and the big trouble that people make for themselves with credit cards. So many people who have got quite a bit of debt in credit cards who just can't keep up with it. And you have to ask yourself, why does that happen? Nobody sets out to get in credit card debt. Nobody plans on building up thousands of dollars of debt that they can't handle. I think personally, and I haven't seen studies necessarily for this, but I think the reason it happens is because people put things on their credit card and don't realize that they don't have enough money or they're not going to have enough money at the end of the month. They think to themselves, sure, I could probably afford a $20 thing right now. I'm sure I'll have the money at the end of the month. Or, yeah, I've probably got that amount in my checkbook right now, in my checking account. That's my guess. People just don't realize how much they're spending and how much they have. Quicken is going to take care of that problem for good if you will let it by doing this. See, when we go to the checking account, we don't want to pretend that we've got $459 when we know that over here is $230 that at the end of the month is going to be due. So there's probably more than one way to do this. Here's how Lydia and I have taken care of this. What I will do, I know that I've got this money to pay at the end of the month. I'm going to set up a future transaction here in my checking account. I'm going to go to the end of the month, November 30th. And I'm going to say that I'm going to pay Citi cards, and I'm going to send them, what have we got over here? I'm going to pay it all off, $230.81. Now the category is a special case. This is a transfer. I'm going to be transferring from my checking account over to my credit card account on that date, this amount of money. There we go. So over here back on the credit card, you can see I'm getting in the hole here. Then at the end of the month, I'm going to pay it all off. This blue line shows future transactions. and my balance is going to be zero. The credit card's going to be satisfied. Back over here in checking, it still tells me that right now I've got $459, but really, this is the number you want to pay attention to right here. That's how much money you really have to play with, $228. So if you're thinking about what you can afford, it's a much better idea to look at this instead of this. And, you know, as I go through the month and I buy other things, let's say I, let's say yesterday I went to Old Navy and I, $25.13 clothing. Yeah, I bought myself a sweater. All right, my balance is off again. No, I don't want that. Go away. 200, whatever. Quicken tries to be helpful a little too much sometimes. So my balance is off. I'm only scheduled to pay this much when in fact I now owe $255.94. So I'll change this. I'm going to pay it all off. Again, my balance is zero. My checking account is going down even more, but you know, the credit card is now accounted for. So that's going to be how that's going to work. At least that's how we do it in our household. We schedule that credit card transfer at the end of every month, and then we know how much money we've got to play with. Yes, sir?
If you are using a debit card, does that go under, that would go under checking?
Mm-hmm, right.
Just handle the same way?
Yep. Yeah, this Amazon purchase here on my checking account probably was a debit card, actually. But yeah, you treat it exactly as if it was a check you wrote out or money you got straight out of the account. Yep, that would be right. And if you have more than one checking account, if you have more than one credit card, you would set up these other accounts in Quicken, and it'll just keep track of those for you.
Question?
Yes?
As far as, like carrying cash... what do you think about that? Like, obviously, I think sometimes you need to have money in case something happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what do you think about, I guess, as far as budgeting? You know, because I know if I have cash, I'll spend it.
Yeah.
That's just...
You know, Lydia is more disciplined than I am when it comes to that. If I get money out of the bank, generally what I do, and this is probably not the best way to do it, I'll put in something like ATM and I'll say a payment of $20 and then I'll say withdrawal for David. I might leave it under cash, I might call it entertainment, but that's kind of what I do. Lydia has a setup in Quicken where she's actually tracking the cash. Quicken can track a cash account for you if you want. And you tell it, I've got $50 in cash, and then you're going to go through later and say, here's where I spent my $50. And you can assign your budget and your categories to that as well, and Quicken will track it and say, you used 25 of your cash dollars at O'Charley's, so that's 25 out of your dining budget, if you want. Mm-hmm. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, you answered it by just the tracking thing. How you keep track of it.
Yeah, you can, and I mean, like Dave Ramsey said, you can really go whole hog on this thing and get complicated, really too complicated sometimes. You can track just a few categories if you want. You know, maybe I'm not going to be looking at my fuel costs so much, but I am going to be looking at my dining. So you can use this as much or as little as you want. Back on this other checking account, I've got it set up, actually. I told it to, just for fun, I gave myself a budget here. And I set up several different categories. I don't track everything, but I've got dining. Let's say I'm going to give myself $15 a month or whatever. Entertainment, like movies and such, I'm going to give myself $20 a month or so. And then Quicken's going to alert me if I go over that. Now, the amount that you get paid and such, of course, will determine what you want to set your budget. Quicken's not going to enforce anything. It's just going to be there to tell you, hey, you told me to watch if you went over whatever you specified, so I'm letting you know you're over. So it's up to you what you want to set here. And the way that'll be applied is when I go back here, I've got several things on my little Quicken homepage that are watching certain categories that I told it to. So here's my dining budget for November. I've got $15 I can use. These little red dots kind of indicate where I am in the month. It's November 4th, so we're just at the beginning of the month. And so far, I've spent nothing. So far, so good, obviously. Now I go into checking, and here I'm gonna go to Biscuitville. Did I spell that right? Yeah, Biscuitville, and I'm going to spend $1.50. I'm just going to buy a biscuit. Biscuit and water. How about that? That's a great meal. Yummy. Maybe. All right, what do we want? All right, I'll make it two. Fine. There we go, $2.50. Yeah, add some egg to my butter biscuit, will you? All right, so back here, you can see now, Quicken's telling me you've got $2.50 and you're still on your way to your $15, so far so good. But maybe I didn't want just sausage, I wanted an egg on there as well, and cheese, so it's up to $3.75 now. This is getting serious. So Quicken's going to tell me, okay, you're starting to get up in there. You're getting closer to your $15 than you may want, so just keep an eye on that. And then, later on you go to Ruby Tuesday maybe and you spend, you and your sweetie go out and you spend, it's not going to be that, is it? 31, there we go. That's right, we're going to have a nice dinner. All right, so at this point, I've blown my budget here, okay? And Quicken's got an alert up here telling me you've exceeded what you said for dining. And here it is. I've got $35.68 when I had only budgeted $15. Now, that may be okay, especially if you had a $15 budget last month and maybe you didn't go out to eat. Or you're not going to be doing much next month, so you're going to splurge a little bit. Quicken can show you not just 1 month if you want, it can show you 3 or a year's worth of your budget. So you can get an idea of whether you're on track for this month or this whole year. So that's it for this intro. Again, there are other programs out there that'll do this. There are even some free ones that can do it. I happen to like Quicken, and like I say, we've used it for years. And I really feel lost without it. It's gotten to the point where if I've got a bank statement sitting around and I haven't reconciled it, I get worried because I start wondering, did I forget some big things? Are there some big checks sitting out there that I forgot? Or do we really have enough money? And it's when I reconcile this thing and I know, okay, Quicken agrees with the bank, that I start feeling like, okay, I know what my money's doing. I've got a handle on things. And I've got my budget set up, so I'm telling my money where to go. And it just makes it a lot easier. Whether you do this on paper or do it on the computer, doing these kinds of things is going to be the core of taking care of your money, the core of personal finance. So, guys got any questions? Yes, sir.
Just a comment that may be helpful for folks thinking about just having cash available. Something that I started doing is having what I call my emergency stash, and it's $20 that I just have tucked in various places. So, like, I've got it in my toiletry bag for my luggage. I've got it in each car, and just various places, just in case something happens. And like one time, this came in handy is when Stacy and I were out in the backyard, and just spur of the moment, we decided to go out for an ice cream or something like that. So we drive there, we have the ice cream, and I don't have my wallet, and she doesn't have her purse. So, that's embarrassing.
Could have been really embarrassing.
But, I knew I had that $20 tucked away in my car. So I just go out there, get that, come in, pay it, and it's no big deal.
Yeah.
But if you do something like that, it's not convenience money, it's emergency money. And even an amount like $20, you can get a meal, you can get some gas, or you can,
it'll get you through whatever you're...
But it'll get you through a lot of those situations.
And you say you have that $20 in your car right now? That's good to know.
Just for recommendations,
where do you hide? Yeah, just out of curiosity. All right, guys, let's pray, and we will be dismissed. Father, again, we thank you for the gifts that you have given us. We thank you that you are so kind and so merciful to us. We thank you that we live in a society where we are free, where we do have opportunities to make money. We pray again for your help as we try to determine best how to use that money to help our families and to help your kingdom as well. We thank you for guides like Dave Ramsey. We thank you for his wisdom. We pray that you would bless his ministry to us and to all who hear him. And we thank you for the gifts you have given him. We pray now for the service that's coming. We pray for Pastor Hendricks that your spirit would be upon him and that you would bless him, that you would open our hearts to the spirit, that you would have us to hear and understand whatever it would be that would be your message for us this morning. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.